Now and again, we've gone to a Middle American community to talk about what is happening in Iraq. NPR's Linda Wertheimer is in St. Charles, Missouri. This morning, she had breakfast with a group of people in that St. Louis suburb on the Missouri River. She asked what they think about the search in Iraq for weapons of mass destruction and what it might mean if no such weapons are found. She also asked what they think ought to happen next. Who should govern Iraq?
This is not a poll or a cross-section, just four thoughtful people we met during our visits to this town in the heartland.
Doing good.
Looking well.
This morning, all four reluctantly agreed that in the short term, Iraq will have to be run by the American military. Mike Snyder, who works in the aerospace industry, thinks very soon the U.S. must ask for help.
The best option is a coalition of the United Nations going in and setting up the government and reconstructing the country. But to try and set up a government on our own is going to be extremely difficult and extremely costly.
Everyone at the table said the U.S. would be in Iraq for a substantial time. Teddy Norris teaches English at St. Charles Community College. She said building an Iraqi government along democratic lines could take years.
If it stretches on and the cost begins to spiral out, as I think it could easily do, if we have to maintain a significant element of troops there, and if we don't get some help with infrastructure and so on, then I think people here will begin to have concerns about that.
Should that help come from countries which strongly oppose the decision to go into Iraq? Should France, Germany, and Russia be part of this? The American people should forget their anger, said Lee Koch, who's a banker in St. Charles.
If we are able to embrace a worldwide effort at reconstructing Iraq, it would go a long way toward restoring a more charitable opinion of the United States in Europe and other countries.
Also very important, but very difficult, will be help from the Arab world. Bob Sanford, a retired CEO and amateur historian, said the U.S. can't very well look to Iraqi neighbors, Syria or Iran, or even to Saudi Arabia, except perhaps for financial help.
Well, we've got to have people stop declaring fatwas and jihads and other things. That's just counterproductive. Seems to me the clerics have to play a big role here. They're going to have to be seen as saying this has been a good thing. It's good for the people of Iraq, it's good for the area, it's good for Islam, it's good for Arabs. Until that happens, I suspect we will not find much peace there.
There was a variety of views in our group on finding weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, especially the chemical and biological agents much discussed before the war. Here's a sampler, Mike Snyder, Teddy Norris, and Lee Koch. First, Mike Snyder.
Part of me says, well, yes, but they will find them. Whether they were there before we went in or not, they will find weapons of mass destruction. And I know how cynical that sounds, but at the same time, this is a monumental effort, and for us to come out and finally have to say there were no weapons of mass destruction, I think that would be a major loss of face, if you will, in the world and in this country.
Whether or not we find huge factories or facilities there producing them, does that really change anything? You know, can't they still exist somewhere and it's just a matter of, they pop up later in different hands when we're perhaps least expecting them? Do we feel any safer than before? I'm not sure that I do, frankly.
I don't know that the fact that there haven't been any found yet is damaging, but I don't know that if there aren't any found sometime, it wouldn't be damaging, at least in terms of world opinion.
Whatever the facts are, the American people will accept them and move on, our group feels. Is this a victory? That depends on what happens when Americans begin thinking again about the economy, and that could depend on oil.
I think the world is probably going to face the greater chance of an oil glut than an oil famine, if you will.
That's Bob Sanford. He thinks the economy could go either way.
So I see oil prices coming down, and I think that'll stimulate our economy and world economies tremendously. I think, though, that we have to be very careful in thinking that the Iraq oil exports are going to pay for all the reconstruction, because if the price of oil falls, you have to pump a whole lot more of it to get the same economic impact.
Bob Sanford sees the complexities of the situation in Iraq, and like his neighbors, he thinks the importance of those complexities for Americans is only beginning. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, St. Charles, Missouri.